This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. Hurricane Iota is rapidly gaining strength and is now a Category 4. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft has clocked the sustained winds at 155 miles an hour. Iota is expected to slam into the Nicaraguan coast Monday night into Tuesday morning as a Category 5 hurricane. Officials are saying this could drop 40 inches of rain in some areas. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
President Trump supporters, hundreds of thousands deep according to D.C. police estimates, swelled the streets of Washington, D.C. Saturday. Their message is clear: stop the steal. With the integrity of America's election on the line, Pennsylvania voters came out in support of election transparency. This identified Pennsylvania voter tied the 2020 election to what a communist nation would do.
It seems like communism is spreading in America faster than this virus is, so it's kind of a play on words to stop this spread. We've seen a lot of other nations fall to the tyranny of communism, like Russia and China, other Southeast Asian countries, Central American countries, even Venezuela. We have to realize we cannot let that happen here in America, because our fall will be much worse than all those other countries. And as goes this nation, so goes the world.
The Crew Dragon spacecraft, Resilience, safely reached the ISS around 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. The three American, one Japanese crew will work at the station for the next 6 months. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020 Masters Golf Tournament at 20 under, 5 strokes ahead of Australia's Cameron Smith and Sung Jae Im of South Korea. Dustin reflects on the final day.
You know, getting off to the start that I did, a birdie 3, which was good, and then 4, bogeyed 4 and 5, even though they weren't, like, bad shots, you know, I still gave myself good looks for par on both the holes and hit good putts. So, you know, I still didn't let it bother me too much, and then, you know, hit a great shot into 6 and made a birdie. That kind of settled me down a little bit. And then after that, I really drove the ball really well from there to the house. And, you know, obviously it's a tough day. It's always tough to get it done in a major, no matter how good you're playing. It's hard. I was nervous all day. I could feel it. I mean, you know, the Masters to me is, you know, it's the biggest tournament. It's the one that I wanted to win the most. And so, yeah, I mean, I felt it all day. And, you know, I'm just very proud of the way I handled myself and the way I finished off the golf tournament.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020's Masters and set a scoring record at 20 under par, 2 strokes better than the former record held jointly by Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. Cam Newton and the New England offense beat Lamar Jackson's Ravens in a rainy primetime matchup of Sunday Night Football. The final score was 23-17 in the AFC showdown. The Ravens' record drops to 6-3, while the struggling New England Patriots improve to 4-5. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Also special to have Dr. Jerome Corsi back with us. We've got so much to catch up on. Jerome, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's always good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, so much to talk about. Congratulations, by the way, on your podcast and all the success you're having, you know, to, you know, contribute to a truthful narrative that our nation has been rather anemic. You know, thank you very much. The abrogation of the responsibility of the mainstream media.
Well, CorsiNation.com, my website and podcast, has just been on fire. It's growing leaps and bounds. And we're going to be shortly here also broadcasting on America's Voice Network. And they're the ones that produce the Steve Bannon show, The War Room.
Right.
So I'm going to start being on TV as well as on the Internet, because they're on Apple TV and a number of other platforms, Roku, et cetera.
Right.
So the show is just expanding tremendously, and thank you very much, CorsiNation.com.
Well, check it out. All right, let's get down to the topics at hand. You reported on this, boy, it just seems like, you know, months ago, but the warning was there with the problem with mail-in voting. And, of course, we're seeing all the shenanigans. Here we are a week plus going into the second week of not even knowing who the president is. You know, already some indications of states that were called earlier are now flipping, because we're getting some, you know, some truthful reporting and vote counting that's taking place. But this is going to take some time, and we, you know, people need to stay calm and let us get through the process, right?
Well, I agree. I think first I want to tell people that I think it's 100% certain that Donald Trump has a clear path to win. And what you're going to start seeing, and by the way, I did write about this in June. We talked about it back then, Bill, when I wrote that book, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. And I predicted this would be the end move to voter fraud, the end move in what would be ultimately a coup attempt, a continuing coup.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been right. It has been a continuing coup, and it's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying it's not going to succeed, but now the first thing you're going to see with the mail-in voting fraud, and also, by the way, massive computer fraud,
right,
and this electronic voting, which is switching votes, and the entire computer system is compromised. We'll be able to demonstrate that in a couple of days. But what you're
real quick on that, too, regarding the software, the communist Chinese are involved with that?
Well, communist Chinese, the reality is fairly frightening, is that these electronic voting systems do not reside in the United States. The votes are all settled outside the United States. And the voting machines electronically are all, the whole system, all the ones used, including this Dominion system, are really architected by the same kinds of people who do the slot machines in casinos, and that you can change the payoffs of the slot machines, you can change the payoffs in the voting counts with a keyboard, never entering the system, just by the ways they've rigged it so that you can just recalibrate the machine to run algorithms. How many votes do we need here to win? And then you can switch them around and create them in the computer, just like a casino slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
The casino can program and say, we're going to increase or we're going to minimize payoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they become variable payoffs. Payoffs are very much like vote counts.
Exactly.
And so mm-hmm. the same kind of technology. And what we've done is creating electronic voting system we think was going to count the votes more accurately. And all we did was give the casino, namely the criminals, today the Democratic Party, the ability to control the voting machines and decide who wins elections by changing votes.
Exactly. How much evidence to that fact do we have?
Massive evidence. We have someone who is a computer genius and expert that spent about $1 million proving it. And I've seen the evidence, so I'm going to do podcasts on it maybe even later today, and we will be able to present that on CourseNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
But it's absolutely incontrovertible evidence. It's been thoroughly researched. I have examples I can show you on television where they're talking on television, there's a certain number of votes, and suddenly 500 go from Trump, and that same 500 something or other, the same exact number appeals, appears instantaneously in the Biden total. You can actually see the voting switching happening mm-hmm. on television. And we have clips of that. I can demonstrate it. And we know that that's how the computers are working, and that's how the algorithms are run. And then I've got information on how every one of these systems operates, where the servers are, and what the software looks like,
mm-hmm.
and how we don't need to do an inventory. I've got it already. We'll be making it public. We're starting to make it public already today. Key people have been briefed on it. And I've worked with Sidney Powell for a long time,
mm-hmm.
known her
yes.
for many years. And,
mm-hmm.
And Sidney Powell will have all this information, Rudy Giuliani. They're in the process. They've been given it, and they'll get briefings on it. But the information's in hand, and we can prove with ironclad certainty that the Dominion system and these other electronic voting systems are completely rigged, and we can demonstrate how the votes were switched.
Wow. The American voters got worked, Jerome. I mean, what you're looking at is 70, I mean, this is so massive. I mean, at the end of the day, you're talking 70 million plus votes got invalidated. I mean, when you
that's
run
right.
the numbers, right? Is that fair?
Well, that's fair. Let me tell you a couple things here, Bill, that are going to happen. Number one, you're going to start to see, following, for instance, Real Clear Politics, you're going to start to see states where the voting fraud is getting contested in the courts or there's recounts, and you're going to see them taken out of Biden's column.
Mm-hmm.
So Biden is very quickly here going to have under 270 electoral votes. He's going to have like about 253, and then it'll go down from there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not even going to be able to be called the by the media, which is completely propaganda. It has,
right.
You know, said that
President-elect.
He's not.
Mm-hmm.
The president-elect is determined on December 14th when the Electoral College votes. Until then, we don't have a president-elect. And in fact, the Constitution and the U.S. Code provides for between the election day, November 3rd, and when the Electoral College meets on December 14th, this to be a period where everything is contested. So we're in a normal period. This is what
right.
the Constitution and laws were made so this period could happen. Okay. Now, there are two things that make it very important to understand. First of all, the electors are picked.
I'll tell you what, Jerome, I want to give you time to get into this. We're close to a break. Let's go to break,
okay,
and we'll come back and pick it up from there. That way people can continue to follow us, because this is so critical and so important.
Yes.
I'm Bill Martinez.
Exactly.
We're with Dr. Jerome Corsi, and more from Jerome after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us from CorsiNation.com, and our conversation continues. Jerome, as you were explaining to us, between November 3rd through the 14th of November, this is a period of contestation where we challenge everything, make sure the numbers are there before the electoral votes are counted and the president-elect is officially announced. But I wonder, even with the 14th, we're so close to it, and the fraud here we're talking about is so massive. Oh, December 14th. Oh, I'm sorry.
December 14th. We got 5 weeks.
Oh, okay. All right.
5 weeks.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay.
And also, there's some other safeguards in the Constitution. Let me explain them to you. First of all, the electors are picked by the state legislatures, according to Article 2 of the Constitution. The state legislatures actually pick the winner of the election. I mean, and they pick the electors. Now, according to the Constitution, this was actually discussed in the Supreme Court case Bush v. Gore in the 2000 recount. Supreme Court says that the power of the state legislators to pick the electors is plenary. It's full. It can't be abridged.
Right.
But by tradition, they've allowed whichever candidate won the popular vote in the state for president to have their electors go to the Electoral College. But the state doesn't have to do that. The state legislature can say, we're not going to do that this year. State legislature at any time can take the power back and do it a different way. The state legislature could say, you know, by the way, we think this election was fraudulent. We don't have all the court cases decided, but we are not going to put the Biden electors forward. We're going to put the Trump electors forward.
Mm.
Or we're going to put together forward electors who won't certify the election. Now, the Republican Party controls the state legislatures. We control like 29 state legislatures. The Republican Party controls state legislatures in Pennsylvania. They control them, even though Pennsylvania is a Democratic governor, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Georgia, in Arizona and Nevada, and the list goes on.
Oh, wow.
So those state legislatures don't have to put the Biden slate forward if they believe there was fraud. And it's being organized what's being called a Jericho March 20, like, you know, the walls of Jericho.
Yes, right, huh? Yes.
With Joshua blowing the trumpets and all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're the evangelical community, and really a Christian Jewish community of believers in God, have organized massive between now and the 14th of December when the Electoral College meets. They're going to organize rallies circling the state legislatures, arguing and saying the state legislatures must not allow a fraudulent election to go. Do not select the slates of electors for Biden. And if this works, and by the way, there's also going to be a brand new social media platform as opposed to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was created independently. It's called Trumpet.
Yes,
so we're
wow.
Going to have, Joshua March 20 around
perfect,
the state legislatures, and then the social media platform is Trumpet. Well, this was independent, but, of course, Joshua blew the trumpet.
So yes, of course.
Going to be organizing millions of people to be persuading the state legislatures not to go forward with the slate of Biden electors. And that can happen. Now, secondly, if even one state says we can't certify the election, well, it's going to go to the Supreme Court, of course, or if the state legislatures put in the Trump electors, the Democrats will take it to the Supreme Court.
Of course.
And the Supreme Court will say this election may be just so messed up that we may never know who got what or who won. And the remedy for that in the Constitution is that when the electors cannot decide who won, it goes to Congress to pick the president and vice president. The House picks the president, and the Senate picks the vice president. It's all in Article 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nancy Pelosi said, that's great. We'll just pick Biden because we've got the majority of the House of Representatives. But Nancy Pelosi didn't read the Constitution. The Constitution says each state gets one delegate in the vote for president.
Mm-hmm.
So California may have all these Democratic members of the House of Representatives. It may be 44 million people in population.
Right.
Got one delegate. Wyoming may have under a million people, very few House of Representative members. Gets one delegate. The Republicans control 26 of the 50 state delegations in the House of Representatives. The Democrats control only 23 and one is split between one Republican representative of the House and one Democratic representative of the House in that state. So we control the voting in the House of Representatives for president. And Trump can easily be elected if it's contested in the House of Representatives. In the Senate, we have the majority. And by the way, if it takes beyond, if the new Congress is in, which comes in on January 3rd, mm-hmm. and the vote of the Senate and the House is after that, we actually are going to have 30 state houses under control of the Republicans.
Exactly.
And I think we'll have a clear two or three vote majority of the Senate. The Senate votes by majority vote, because, of course, there's two senators for each state, and you can't say there's a delegation, et cetera. So the entire 100 members of the Senate vote, and we have a majority of the members. So I think you've got a remedy here, which is one that most people don't understand. But this is a safeguard. If the Democrats try to keep the contest in the courts going beyond December 14th and try to get these faulty counts for Biden, where we know there's fraud verified by the electors, they're going to fail, because the states don't have to put in Biden's electors, even if Biden wins the popular vote in that state.
Exactly.
And we're going to have millions in the streets, millions out there.
Yes.
Trump's going to start, I think he's going to start rallies again. And we're going to have the cars with the Trump flags in the highways, caravans. We're going to have the boats out again.
Yes.
And we're going to be circling the state legislatures, and the state legislatures are going to be saying, to be told, don't ruin your career, because there's millions of evangelicals, believers in God, Christians and Jews, who are going to say, you'll ruin your political career if you put forward a Biden slate with faulty voting. We know there was fraud. We may not be able to determine exactly how much fraud. We don't care. We're not letting a criminal trick have the presidency of the United States. We've got constitutional safeguards. We're going to use them.
Well, to your point in all this, there is lots of smoke, and my prayer has continually been, Jerome, is that there would be some key thread that would be pulled back, that would grab this veil and just fully expose this for what it is. I mean, we have a lot of, there's a lot of affidavits. I mean, you know, the mainstream media didn't want to hear the affidavits the White House was presenting. McElhaney was presenting this morning, and they ignored that and cut her off. And the cancel culture is running amok. But I'm telling you, they're setting themselves up, because the Christians, the evangelical community, and other fair-minded American citizens, they want justice, and they want a free and fair election. And the evidence is, as you say, is so overwhelming. But I think we need to pick, that under that 80-20 principle, we need to pick the 20% that's going to make that 80% difference, that is going to shut the mouths of the social media engineers and the mainstream media in such a way that they just cannot ignore the obvious interference brought to you by the Democratic Party, the social media giants, and the mainstream media. And oh yes, let's also include the communist Chinese that have been heavily involved in this as well.
We're fighting back. Nobody's waiting. Nobody's saying this whole idea, why doesn't Donald Trump concede? There is nothing in the Constitution about concession.
Yeah.
They're trying to rush to judgment because they know they committed crimes, and they know we're coming to catch them.
Right. And they're still counting votes, too. And they're still counting votes, without a doubt. Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, founder, CEO of CorsiNation.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Jerome, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed.
Godspeed, Bill. Thank you.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. Hurricane Iota is rapidly gaining strength and is now a Category 4. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft has clocked the sustained winds at 155 miles an hour. Iota is expected to slam into the Nicaraguan coast Monday night into Tuesday morning as a Category 5 hurricane. Officials are saying this could drop 40 inches of rain in some areas. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And can you tell already? Oh, I'm telling you. It's beginning to look a lot like, and whenever it starts to look a lot like, and then you hear the voice of Don Yannick, you know we're even getting closer yet to the holiday gifting season. Mom Sanity's Don Yannick is with us to talk about some great gift-giving ideas, and along with some savvy shopper's guide for the best gifts on the market. We always can use that. Gift for anyone and where to get them, and strategies for a pro to keep you within the budget, huh? And the new normal holiday list must have. It's gift giving season, as I said. MomSanity.com founder Don Yannick is back with us to share with us her hottest gifts and best shopping tricks for the season. Good morning, Don. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And, of course, even better now that we're talking, because I know that when you and I are talking, as I said in the intro, I can tell we're getting closer to the holiday season. I love the holiday season.
I do, too. And it's wonderful, but it's a little bit stressful. And things are also going to be a little bit different.
Here. Without a doubt. Well, if we ever needed peace on earth and amongst all men, it is now. And I know you've got at least a lot to offer in terms of peace of mind when it comes to gift giving. So how can we make this year's gift giving more enjoyable?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, the holidays may be a little bit different this year, but the one thing that never changes is the challenge to find the perfect present for everyone on your list. And I've partnered with a few brands to share a great holiday selection. So, to get started, for all the gamers out there, I've got the perfect thing. The Sonic Double Pack Bundles bring together some of Sega's ultimate fan favorite titles for the Nintendo Switch. For just $39.99 each, players can enjoy two games for the price of one for some family-friendly fun. The Team Sonic Racing and Sonic Mania Double Pack delivers adrenaline-pumping races and speedy side-scrolling gameplay with familiar faces from the Sonic universe. And with Sonic Forces and Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz HD, players can step into Sonic's shoes to become a hero in a world ridden with evil and race through stages and challenges with 10 thrilling party games as the fastest, most maneuverable monkey around. Wow. They're rated E for everyone, and you can find them at Amazon, Target, GameStop, and other retailers. For more, go to Sega.com.
You're impressive. You know all this stuff. This impresses me. I mean, you just like, bang, you're right. You're right in the middle of this. You understand. You got it.
Well, I've got an 8-year-old who is super excited about all of this, too, so it's very well versed. But this is so good. People of all ages, like I have nephews who are super into this. Even my husband is a big video game player, so he loves this sort of stuff too. And another thing that that a lot of people I know love is anime. People are obsessed with anime, and if you know somebody like that on your list, head to Funimation for limited edition collectibles, merchandise, digital Blu-ray, and DVD titles from all the biggest anime series like Dragon Ball, Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia, and many more. You can check out the My Hero Academia 8-pack tree ornament set, the All Might XL fig pin, and Funimation's limited edition 25th anniversary Chrome Funko Pop collection, which features five of the most popular characters in anime. You can choose from over 600 new products and 200 items on sale, and for unlimited anime, you can sign up for their subscription streaming service. For more, go to Funimation.com and make sure to check back throughout the holidays for their frequent sales.
Exactly. Well, you know, Don, one of the things I hear from, you know, grandparents, because they're, and I don't blame them, I said, you think you're overwhelmed? I'm overwhelmed. I mean, the amount of options and ideas that are out there, they just keep growing exponentially each Christmas season. What do you recommend for those of us, you know, like grandparents and that, that might be a little overwhelmed and a little disconnected from, you know, like some of these hottest gifts holiday season? What would impress their grandchildren, you know, and cause a home run for them during the holiday if they gave them, you know, this kind of gift?
Well, I think the thing to remember this year in particular for the grandkids, for the kids, for anybody on your list is that it's all about the homebody economy, right? You want to make staying home more enjoyable for your friends and your family. So gaming is at the top of the list this season, but you can also check out books. You can check out, you know, things that the kids can play on. You can check out like old school games, all sorts of things that just put a smile on their faces and, you know, make staying home fun. Mm-hmm. And I think you can also be creative with whatever budget you have. You do not have to break the bank to have a great holiday season, to put a smile on, you know, a child's face. You can, you know, bake cookies for them. You can share a favorite song playlist. You can, you know, get on Zoom and just, you know, decorate virtually if you have to this year. I think it's all about being imaginative and being original and just spending time with them. I mean, I think really what they really want for Christmas is you.
Right.
To spend time with you.
Exactly. No, that's excellent. And, you know, we talked about being indoors, and certainly because of the pandemic and, like you said, making it be fun, you know, to be at home again. And that includes outdoors, because they tell us, you know, outdoors we're better off because of air circulation and that sort of thing. Those seem to be good indications of how to combat this pandemic. So what do you got for ideas for outdoor fun?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if we're talking about the kids, I mean, there's tons of stuff you can get for them outside, you know, whether it's scooters that they can race up and down the driveway or, you know, a basketball or a football they can toss around. One of the best things that I bought last year was a trampoline. So if you're in the snowy parts of the country, it might not be the best thing right now for the winter holidays. But if you're in a warmer part of the country, it is a terrific investment.
Yes.
And the same goes for, you know, the grown-ups in your life. If you're talking about, you know, we want to see people, but we want to do it safely. So we're keeping a distance. We're staying outside. We're masking up. So, you know, you can get things, you know, for outdoor entertaining. You can buy somebody a heat lamp, which I think is a terrific, terrific option for the season. You can buy a creative mask. You can buy some, you know, outdoor dishware. You know, just things that, you know, acknowledge the time, the unique time that we're in, and just make things easier for everybody.
Well, especially if you got a trampoline, you can do some really deep snow angels. You know, you take just a good dive right off the trampoline into a hill of snow and just spread out the arms, and you've got a very impressive snow angel, I found. You know, so I recommend that highly just for good fun. Okay. So anything else that we need to include to make our holiday season shopping more seamless, Dawn?
I think one of the big things is to start as early as you possibly can. You know, shipping companies are already at full capacity this year, so everything's going to take 2 to 3 times longer. So you don't want to be panicking at the last minute, but you also don't want to pay extra for shipping. So start as early as you can. And really, try not to stress. You will find a great thing and have a good time and just have fun and be safe this year.
Yeah, at least we only have to worry about packages. We won't have to worry about mail-in ballots or anything like that to block up the system. So hopefully it'll go a lot smoother. And if nothing else, maybe our post office learned something during this process. So, but I keep hearing they're getting more and more efficient. So we'll hope for a very efficient and joyful holiday season this year. Your packages will get to their specific destination as planned. And even might even be nice if they got there before expected. Don, where can everybody go for more information?
For more, you can go to Sega.com, Funimation.com, and my website, MomSanity.com.
She's the founder of MomSanity.com. Don Yannick has been with us. Don, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. As always, it's a joy to have you with us. Appreciate all the great ideas. Take care.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, too.
The people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
The fight that we're in, you need to know what you're up against. For decades, we've ignored it because conservatives have a way of just kind of going, okay, well, all this deleterious stuff associated with climate, it has to be that way. And if not, then we're going to get a young 16-year-old girl from Sweden to come in and passionately appeal to our better angels.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Get
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Yes, and we've got Hercules himself, the acclaimed actor of Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, God's Not Dead, and The Reliant. He's here to talk about several projects he's in the middle of, and it's always good to catch up with him for just a moment because he's moving so quickly. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm going to need more than a moment. I got a lot of things to talk about.
Okay. First of all, look at we see. Forget about what's happening in the polls. I think Gallup came up with a significant number last week that absolutely exploded the heads of those on the left and those that want to support Joe Biden and the illusion that is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And that is 56% of Americans reasonably said we're better off today than we were 4 years ago. That was huge, Kevin.
Well, I can't believe 90% don't say that. I mean, yeah. So many people are stuck with that B or that R, their I by their name or whatever letter they want to have. All you got to do is just look at the gatherings. I mean, when he goes out, the Trump goes out there, it's like a rock and roll, concert going on. And then Joe and Harris show up and there's 12 people sitting out there and you hear the crickets. I mean, this is just weird. If this election is not won by Trump, I mean, to me, yeah, you better look into voter fraud because it's going to be the biggest scam in the history of the world.
Well, Kevin Sorbo, the other thing that is interesting, because they're complaining about the campaign and these rallies the president is having, and I've not heard of any super spreaders as the result of any of these campaigns. Have you?
No, I look. People say science. Okay, now let's look at the science. A week and a half ago, the CDC came out and the World Health Organization came out. Both of them admitted that masks, yeah, they might help, but they might not. The virus is much smaller than the flu. It probably goes right through into the mask. So, that's all about fear, right? Fear and control right over our lives. And then the CDC posted the numbers saying that the chance of dying from this is exactly the same as the flu. If you get it, you have a 99.7% chance of surviving it, okay?
Exactly.
So why are we not talking about that? Why isn't anybody talking about that? The CDC and the WHO are backing this up. You don't quarantine healthy people. Do you quarantine the people that are certainly, have pre-existing conditions? Yeah, I don't dismiss the fact this thing is contagious. Come on. You can't sit there and hide people from the virus. Otherwise, we'd be wearing masks for the last 100 years because the flu still kills, what, 30, 40,000 people a year with the vaccine.
Exactly. Well, we've managed to live with that, whether it's the flu, whether it's AIDS. I mean, go down the list. And this is what President Trump has been saying from day one, is we just need to be able to live with this. But I guess that's too commonsensical for some people, especially who have ginned up and have emotionalized this in such a degree, as you said, fear. I mean, this whole fear issue is going to have ramifications down the road. I mean, we should be so arrogant to think that all this will stop right after Election Day, November the 3rd. The fear ramifications, the damage that it has done, I'm afraid, Kevin, are going to have its lingering effect. What do you say?
No question. The doctors are saying the same thing. I mean, it's crazy what's going on there right now. People are breathing in their own CO2, every exhale, they're wearing these masks
exactly
10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors are already saying the problems are going to be huge. And you look at what's going on, the businesses we destroy, you know, millions of people we put out of work. You know, a mom and pop third generation grocery store isn't essential, but the Walmart is. I mean, it's something else is going on here, people. We need to wake up to this, because this is just crazy what we're doing to people. And suicides are up over 30%. I mean, Cuomo says, we save one life, it's worth it. Well, no, you're destroying more lives, and we're going to
exactly
have health issues. You wait to see what's going to go on with people's lungs over the next 2 to 5 years. It's going to be pretty bad.
Well, Kevin, I want to talk about two of the projects, Against the Tide, which is going to be in theaters one night only on November the 19th. Tell our audience about this movie.
Well, they added another night, actually. I think November 23rd is the other one.
Okay, good.
If they go to againstthetide.movie, that's againstthetide.movie, they can find out what theaters near them. I think we're on 700 screens across the country. And this is a wonderful documentary I shot 3 weeks in Oxford, England, and 2 weeks in Israel with the amazing Dr. John Lennox. He's an apologist, retired math professor from Oxford University. He's got like 5 doctorates, speaks like 6 languages. I mean, he's an amazing man. He's debated against Dawkins and Hitchens and all these world-famous atheists, and he just destroys them in these debates with kindness and love and facts and truth and a Winnie the Pooh kind of voice. It's pretty cool. He's a pretty amazing man.
Well, when you're around somebody like that, like Dr. Lennox, I mean, your IQ level has to expand exponentially, because this guy has forgotten more than you and I could ever learn.
I know.
Amazing.
This is a great educational video for, I mean, all of us Christians out there that lack the expertise of an apologist. Please take notes, do the bullet points that John talks about in this movie. I'm just not, you know, I narrate and I'm on camera, but really this is John's movie. I'm just there to sort of lead, you know, the viewer into this with the questions that we all want to know and ask. So, but John really explains things in such an amazing way, and to be able to be there following the footsteps of Jesus in Israel was a pretty amazing experience.
Oh, I bet. Wow. I mean, I've been to Israel once, but to be with somebody like this that could really break this down, you know, the subtitle, Finding God in an Age of Science. I mean, we hear so much, oh, science, science, science. But I mean, this is science that really is not manipulated science. I mean, this is science that is against the filter and the needed filter, I believe, of a biblical worldview. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. There's a great, they didn't put it in the movie, which I was the documentary, which I wish they did. Mm-hmm. John and I were walking down one of the streets and seeing all these vendors selling, right, you know, all these different trinkets and, you know, crosses and wooden carved figures and all stuff. John said, I just find this disgusting. I said, no, John. I said, this just proves that Jesus was for capitalism.
Exactly.
Which I just laugh out of that. But overall, he's just such a knowledgeable person. And mm-hmm. People need to go online for John Lennox and pick up some of his books. I mean, he's got some amazing books. And his most recent one I know is like for people like me. You know, mm-hmm. You're not smarter than the fifth grader. So this is perfect for me to read this kind of book.
Exactly. What's the big takeaway from Against the Tide that people, moviegoers, will see on November the 19th and 23rd?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway, as I mentioned sort of a little bit before, is this: the bullet points you will get to become a more knowledgeable apologist. you'll have more weapons to fight against the anger and hate that comes in from all these people that don't want to believe in God or believe in Jesus. I think most people believe in Jesus. It's pretty documented from a lot of different points of view that he did exist and was walking on the earth.
Right.
But I think they're going to get a lot of bullet points of ways to defend their Christianity.
Exactly.
Instead of it's just a great movie. Please.
Well, I think that what it could do, Kevin, is probably encourage them in such a way to tell their story. Like the blind man. I mean, you didn't have to get deep into science to understand, hey, I couldn't see, now I do. And it's because that Jesus guy over there, it's his fault. And a lot of people have those kind of testimonies, but they've kind of like forgotten. And or maybe think that they're not so consequential, but they could be life-shattering for other people that hear, wait a minute, you know, God was active in your life. I've never heard of that. Well, let me tell you what he did in our family's life, how a family member, but for the hand of God, would have been another statistic in COVID-19. But they were delivered. And I'm hearing stories like this all the time, Kevin. I don't know about you.
Well, you know, we got such a beatdown from the mainstream media, not only in America, but around the world. If you were conservative or if you are Christian, we have somehow made that a horrible thing. It's an evil thing. And it's unfortunate America's turning into such a secular nation, which it is now.
Right.
There's still obviously a lot of Christians out there. But, you know, Walt Disney said decades ago that, movies and television will influence young people. And obviously we're seeing that now. Do you see the movies that come out that are filled with hate and anger and violence? And look at the way our streets are being played out right now with
exactly.
BLM and all these other groups out there. And, we got to fight back. And I get stopped all the time through airport lobbies and through, airports and hotel lobbies. People say, hey, please make more movies like Let There Be Light and God's Not Dead. And What If? And I said, well, I'm trying to, but you guys better support it. That's the
exactly.
Because politics. Andrew Breitbart said politics is downstream from culture. Who runs the culture of Hollywood? So we got to fight that. I'm not approved in any way. Fine, make movies you want to make. But, you know, give us a chance to give people movies that have hope and redemption and love and faith in them.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about Faith Under Fire. We got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, Faith Under Fire is a wonderful movie. I'm in along with Dean Cain. Dean plays the pastor. I play a doctor. It's a story about a young fireman that has lost his wife to cancer. Now his daughter is also very ill. And, here's a fireman fighting fire, but now he's a man of faith as well. But now it's a different kind of fire he's got to deal with. So he's got to find his faith and keep it going through all these adversities in life. And life was never promised to be easy. So here's a movie that deals with that, saying, you know, God never said everything's going to be perfect. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have roadblocks in our lives. And how do you react to those roadblocks? And that's what this movie is about. And I think it opens November 29th, is it? 27th, somewhere in there?
November 27th, yes, is what I have down. Yeah, Faith Under Fire. And the website there is for that one as well?
I believe it's faithunderfire.com, I'm pretty sure.
Faithunderfire.com, but I'm sure if you just Google Faith Under Fire, it'll take you to the right place. They didn't give me the exact URL for that, but Google it, Faith Under Fire, and you should be able to connect with this. The bottom line of all that's happening in our culture today, Kevin Sorbo, it's still about the truth, is it not? If we're not pursuing the truth, we're going to find ourselves in trouble, especially in this rather emotionally charged age. And you've got to find a way to tell your story, give your testimony, how God has changed your life. And don't take it for granted. I mean, you'd be surprised what your story, what kind of impact it will have, not only for yourself, but those that hear it, right?
No question. I got the number one Christian movie streaming on Amazon right now. It's another documentary called Before the Wrath. Go to beforetherath.com. It's on the Book of Revelation. It's amazing. And a lot of people think with this COVID thing, everything else, and this fear that's been, you know, used as this heavy weapon against the world, that maybe the world's coming to an end. We don't know when it's coming to end, but please look at Before the Wrath. I think you're going to find some comfort in there and get a little educated on that book Revelation as well. It's pretty amazing. And follow me on KevinSorbo.net. All kinds of information on KevinSorbo.net.
Still a very busy man, and we love it when we get a chance to talk to him, if even for a few moments. Kevin Sorbo, thank you as always. God bless. Best to Sam, too, please, all right?
Will do. She sends her best as well.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase.